This is Morning Edition on 89.5 WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad with the fourth and final part of our summer book series. NIU professor Joe Bonomo is a rock and roll essayist who has written about AC/DC and Jerry Lee Lewis. His new book is a highly personal collection of essays about growing up Catholic and girl crazy in Wheaton, Maryland, a suburb of D.C. It's called This Must Be Where My Obsession with Infinity Began. Dr. Bonomo, welcome back to Morning Edition.
Thank you, Dan.
Your book, and I guess your obsession with infinity, starts with a family trip to the National Air and Space Museum, where you see a documentary called Powers of Ten. The film starts with a man lying on a picnic blanket. The camera slowly pulls back and, using animation, takes us away from the man out to the edges of the universe before slowly returning to the man and then going through his skin to view the man at the subatomic level. How did this movie affect your perception of yourself and how you fit in with the universe?
I was a kid when I saw this. I was 10 or 11 years old, and I was just immediately struck. And I was also scared. It was a very, very scary sort of film to see, especially as a kid, how small we are, how minute we are, how very, very quickly the world in which we live, which we think is the center of the universe, figuratively speaking, is in fact just a speck in the cosmos. And that is a really overwhelming thing for a kid to recognize. And when I drove back with my family to the suburbs that day, I had been changed in a way that I wouldn't been able to explain for many, many years.
I'm seeing that media played a role in your memory. First, we have this film, and then we have a photograph, which you write about in a chapter called The Blur Family. It's a low-resolution snapshot of a Thanksgiving dinner in the early 1970s with family and friends. Many of the faces at the table are blurred by the flashbulb. Years later, one of those blurred faces contacts you on Facebook.
I would not have seen that photo had it not been for Facebook. This woman, who I was friends with as a child, began putting some of her family photos on the wall. Facebook fascinates me because of the way we are documenting our lives in a manner and a pace, a speed that we'd never had before. And I'm not quite sure what the implications are of this yet. We're way too close to know, I think. But the fact that young generations and future generations are growing up surrounded by hundreds or thousands of images of themselves is going to affect the way we think of ourselves and our identities and our personas. And the future autobiographical essayists or memoirists are going to have tens of thousands of images now to access from their childhood and from their adolescence that our memories are either going to corroborate or are going to have subverted by these photographs. So it's going to be fascinating to see how that plays out.
Corroboration and subversion, these seem to be two themes that run through the book where you are remembering and you're questioning, did I remember that correctly? And then suddenly you have evidence and there's that moment, you know, where you have to say, my memory really matters.
Well, that's everything for me. I mean, I think we are really just a sum total of our memories. There is always a great tension between what we might call calendar truth or historic truth and narrative truth or personal truth. Lauren Slater, in Lying, her great book, says, why is what I feel less true than what is? Suggesting that because we've had a memory or a sequence or a series of memories subverted by what the calendar tells us should automatically drain that memory of significance or meaning when it's not the case. I often tell the story to my writing students of the time when my younger brother, who's 3.5 years younger than I am, was born. And my father took me to take my mother and my new baby brother home from the hospital. And I remember my mom coming out of the elevator. She had long red hair at the time. This is the 60s. And she was holding my new baby brother in swaddling clothes and all of the wonderful sentimental cliches. And it was a very, very important moment for me. It's become an image that I've cherished. Years ago, I told my parents this, and they told me that never happened. My dad did not take me into the hospital, that I was left in the care of my older siblings. And that makes a kind of a sense, and yet I don't believe him, which is funny. Of course I believe him, but on another level I don't, because that image, wherever I got it, feels like a kind of profound truth that any evidence to the contrary doesn't dilute it for me. I think it was Freud who said, and I learned this from a great essay by Catherine Harrison, that we don't possess images of our childhood, we possess images that pertain to our childhood. Images about our childhood rather than images from our childhood. That's not a direct quote, certainly, but what Freud and what others suggest, and which is true, evidence has shown, is that as soon as we remember something, we don't simply cull it as is from our memory bank. We, in fact, retell that memory over and over. In fact, this conversation you and I are having, in 1 minute, I'll be remembering it slightly differently, as you will, than the way it actually occurred.
I've got it on tape.
That's true. You do have the evidence. Well, and so we'll see how that corrects. We'll meet up in 10 years and see how our memories differ or otherwise.
So the memories that we have, that we convince ourselves are true, really, that is the first story. It's the stories we tell ourselves.
That's exactly right, from the very beginning. Oftentimes before we are even aware.
Joe Bonomo is the author of a half dozen books. Most recently, This Must Be Where My Obsession with Infinity Began. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Dan. It was a pleasure.
At WNIJ.org, you can hear Joe read from the chapter The Blur Family. This Saturday, Joe and two other authors from our book series will join me for a panel discussion and reading at Books on First in Dixon. I'm Dan Klefstad, WNIJ News.